Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Sixteen-year-old South African Chloe Jade Christian is a philanthropist who currently holds the title of Miss Teen Earth International. From pageant queen to humanitarian, horse rider to violinist, model to actress, the young trailblazer is also a singer and songwriter. Chloe has participated in a variety of art festivals, and in 2022 she auditioned for the International Arts Talent Showcase. She went on to perform at the IMTA conference in New York, outperforming her fellow contestants by receiving the most number of callbacks. With a string of accolades to her name, the go-getter released her debut single Won't Turn Back in the first quarter of 2024. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Chloe Jade Christian. Where do we find you in the world and how are you doing?
I am doing great. At the moment, I'm at home, you know, I'm chilling. It's a holiday. Unfortunately, it's almost school, but I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good, thanks. So you say home, is that in where in South Africa?
It is in Vereeniging.
Vereeniging.
Lovely.
Okay, lovely. So you're still at school?
Yes, unfortunately.
So what grade are you in?
I am currently in grade 11.
So you've got one more year.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you plan to do when you finish school?
I actually always wanted to be like go into the medical field. Like that was always a dream. I was like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
But then once I started like pageantry and modeling and doing those type of stuff, I was like, but this might be the industry for me. So like at the moment I'm just going with the flow, but I'm also trying to keep myself up to date academically so that I have that choice and I have that academics to fall back on. But at this point I'm just striving to make my dreams come true, and that's where I see myself.
You mentioned modeling and pageantry, so let's dive into that. So at what age did this all start, and how did that, you know, grow to your recent crowning? It's Miss Teen Earth, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I actually officially started pageantry and, well, modeling, actually, not pageantry, in grade 7. So I was about 13. And I started because I was like, I got bullied a lot in grade 7. And that's the year that I started just not having confidence, not really having self-esteem or anything. And I just didn't want to do anything. So my mom was like, let's go here, like start modeling so we can gain your confidence back up, and so that high school, so that you're good, so that you feel good about yourself, so that you know you're okay. So I basically started off like that. And I mean, I started, and every time I was on that stage, I loved it because I felt like I am there. People are watching me. They like what they see. I feel like a princess. I felt so confident. So then I just started doing little pageants. So I've done like small ones, but I've never gone big. And then last year, it's so weird, last year, 2023, last year, I entered World South African Pageants, and I actually came sixth. So they give out 5 titles to the girls, and I came sixth, which was a bit like disappointing, but I went in there not expecting anything. Like I just went in there wanting the experience, wanting to feel how it feels being with all those people, because they were about like 137.
Okay.
And I came sixth. And the thing is, even though I didn't go in there expecting anything, the night of the finale, I was like, but I want this. Like this is something I want, you know? And then it was actually a blessing in disguise, because that meant that I wasn't going to be crowned that night. And then I went to IMTA in June, and I wouldn't have been able to go if I did get crowned.
Okay.
And I was able to experience and feel what it felt like being in New York and going to that type of competition for modeling. And when I came back, I got crowned, and it was as if like the doors closed, and I thought it was going to be closed forever. But then God was like, "Listen, I'm just giving you time to enjoy that, and then I'm gonna open the door for you again." And that's exactly what he did. And then I got the crown, and I was so excited. But I was so nervous. And when I went to Ecuador, that was for the international title, I saw the people and I'm like, I was like, I'm gonna have to try my best here. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. You mentioned you're bullied, and in order to gain confidence, you started modeling. This might be a touchy one, so I hope it's okay that I'm asking this question. Isn't modeling, because modeling is very much, if you agree with me, and this is up for debate, modeling and is very much sort of a judgmental industry in the sense it's all about your looks. And all about you get cast based on your looks. So, was that not a negative effect on your confidence, even though it was building your confidence at the same time? Or is it was just a different space and allowed you to grow? Because as I've also been bullied, I was very much bullied in high school, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So it was just in a different arena, different space, and allow you to be free and create a persona or label to help you build your confidence.
So actually going in, I actually never thought of, like, I've always known that modeling is a difficult industry.
Okay.
It's not always kind. But when I went in, I was there to make a point, to grow in myself. So, I mean, I get where that comes from, and I know that it can be difficult, but it kind of actually built me. Like more because I mean, from the way I was broken down when I went to modeling class, they weren't there to break me down further, they were there to
Okay.
build me up,
Okay, I
and that's
understand.
exactly what we did. So it was like the classes were building me up and
Okay.
everything. And then when I felt I was ready, I went for a pageant, I would
Okay.
go for it. And I mean, girls will be rude. Like, I have met girls where they are like, "Listen, I've been doing this longer, you don't deserve this, you're not gonna win." But to me, I'm like, you have been doing this longer. It is what it is.
Exactly.
But looks for me when it comes to pageantry, and that's exactly what Ecuador had shown me, it's not everything. Your
Yeah.
personality matters. Like, some aspects, maybe some pageants will be like, yeah, your looks are kind of everything. But in the ones that matter and that really want to see you for you, they're going to take your personality in
Yeah.
as well. And I mean, beauty can only take you so far.
Yeah.
So, like, once I built my confidence, I was like, I'm sure of myself. I'm sure that I know that I look good to myself. I don't need to be pretty to everyone else, but
Yes.
I need to love myself or someone else can. Because once you love yourself, other people are going to see that you are confident,
Yeah.
that you know your morals, your values, you know that you are worth so much.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's all that, that's why it helped me. That's why I'm good now. Even if I get bullied during doing something or I'm told I'm not pretty, I'm like, I know I'm pretty. I don't like in I was always told if someone bullies me, it's not because of me.
Oh,
They might
exactly.
be going through something at home and they're taking it out on me. Or they might be insecure or jealous. And I mean, that happens. So that just I just had to switch my mindset and be like, it's not me.
Totally, I love that. RuPaul, what does RuPaul say? He says, if you can't love yourself, no one's. There's a saying that he always says, like, I always forget it in the moment, but there's a saying, if you can't love yourself, ain't no one gonna love you, or something like that. Absolutely. And obviously,
Yes.
the people that are projecting onto you, they are not authentic, they are jealous, they are insecure, and they don't love themselves. So they think, okay, well, in order to uplift themselves, they have to bring people down, which is a horrible scenario. But anyway, for the people who may not be aware, what is a pageant?
So, I mean, everyone's opinion might differ, but a pageant to me is basically a competition where girls or guys or anyone can enter. And it's basically on technique. And so, basically, modeling. So, technique in walking, your posture, your poise, your look, your overall, what you do, how you portray yourself. Because I mean, when you walk and you're walking past someone, you can see if they're confident. You can see by the way they walk, by the way they talk, by the way they move. So it's all about that. It's about how you move on stage, whether people can like, or like, if you're charismatic, they're going to be drawn to you. So a pageant is basically where everyone comes together, has their own form of that, maybe, and you compete for either a title. It depends on the pageant. You compete for a title, a prize, whichever one. But that's basically my view on what a pageant is.
Lovely. People generally only know the end show, for example, when the person is crowned. But there's a lot of time leading up to that. So from your experience, from entering up into the crown, that event, how long is that process? And I know you've done specific pageants, but which might be different to others, but your experience of pageants, what are the steps to get to that end event? And what are the different things that happen in between?
So with World South African Pageants, I'm going to use that one because that's the one of the main ones that I've
Lovely.
done. Like the planning that went into it, my mom told me, listen, let's do this. I was like, let's do it. Let's do it. So obviously then I needed to think because there's Q&A, there's walking, there's poison posture. I'm with Mervin Marv Coachings. So then I went to him. And we work on routines. We work on, and that starts way before the time because you need to learn those routines. You need to know it off by heart. You need to walk with confidence, so much so that if something happens, you can just go on,
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
with all the confidence in the world. So then it's the walking, and then the most important, what and the most difficult was the Q&A because then it's like you get, he asks me a lot of questions that are difficult, and I need to answer on the spot. And it'll be about the world, the earth, global warming. I'm going to tell you now, global warming is a big thing, but to me, I'm like, I need to research a bit more. Because I, if someone's like, what's the definition of global warming? I'll be like, give me a second. So I had to do my research. So it was a lot of research going in because I knew the titles. There's world, there's international, there's earth. So that's just the beginning even, because it doesn't end there. As soon as I got the title, so it's the talking, the questions, and then when I got the title, it was more work. Because now it's like we're going international. Now I've got to have routines ready. And the thing is, I had routines ready, but when I went overseas, the stage that I had practiced is not the same stage that they had. So then you gotta improvise. So that's why I say you gotta, for me, I had to be confident in what I'm doing. I had to know what I'm doing. Then it's also dresses and costumes, and so it's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of things you need to get together. Going there, I also had to prepare myself mentally. Because everyone's there for a reason. Everyone is there to win. And even though I'd like to say everyone is kind, everyone was kind, but I mean, you never know what they might do to win. And I'm just saying that because you need to think about everything when you're there. You need to know that someone who's kind to you and someone who has like been nice to you the whole time, they might just be doing that as a show, you know? So it's like you need to prepare yourself mentally to know that you might not meet your best friend there. And I'm not saying nobody is friends. Like you can't be friends with people. I'm just saying you need to be careful what you share with others about your routine, about your clothes, about what you want to do, about what you're going to say. And that was difficult for me. That's something I had to prepare for because I'm a very trusting person. I am
I'm
very
laughing because I'm the
open.
same.
So,
And also the thing is, you're so excited to be there, everything that's happening that you want to share, and it's a sharing of trust, sharing of possibly naivety in the sense that you trust in these people because you think, oh, you just want to share and you're so excited. Oh, this is what you're doing, this is what you do. Not thinking that someone would be like, oh, snap. And then it comes the time, and then all of a sudden now they've copied or chosen or whatever. So yeah, that's, I understand what you're
Exactly.
saying. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just being aware, being conscious and aware. I know there's now, okay, cool, you've won the title, but now things don't end there. What happens now that you've won the title? I know there are tasks and stuff that you have to do.
So now that I've won the title, I need to do what my title says I must do. So to me, my title is Earth. And I'm like, I've chosen that, like, Earth is not just the plants to me. Like, those are important. The environment is important. Our habitat is important. And I'm still going to raise awareness to it that we should really take responsibility for it and do better. But the Earth to me is everyone. It's us as well. Now I'm trying, like, I've gone to a school and I'm planning to go to as many schools as possible until the end of my reign and even further than that, to not only raise awareness on the environment, but also to raise awareness on respecting ourselves and respecting others.
Absolutely.
Because once you respect yourself, you can respect others. So bullying wouldn't be so much of a big thing.
Yeah.
And in yourself, you respect everyone and you respect the environment as so then it's like shooting like two birds with one stone,
Yeah,
you know?
absolutely.
Like
But
it just it all starts with yourself.
so is this tasks that the organization, so to speak, who you won for, have asked you to do? It's just stuff that you're going to do, or combination of both.
So it's kind of a combination of both because with the Earth title, it's like they don't exactly tell me what I have to do, what they want me to do, but they do tell me that I need to, I can't just have the title and not like spread awareness or not post on social media about what I'm doing with the title. So they like being out there. They like me, I have to put myself out there and I have to make a difference, whichever way I choose.
Yes.
So most of the tasks that I'm talking about when it comes to talking to schools, that's my decision. But for them, it's like the fact that I'm doing it, they're
Okay.
happy.
Okay, so yes, you mentioned having being academically inclined in order to have your choices for when you finish school. I know you're just going flow with the flow, as you mentioned previously. What are the goals, though?
So my goals actually are that I want to get a contract, modeling wise,
Okay.
for a runway, for anything, because I'm going to Paris in May for a modeling show type thing where a lot of agents are going to be there. So that's one of my goals, to get contracts to be seen. And but my goal would be that, as well as I am going to study after school. It's something I'm going to do, even though I might not know exactly when I want to study. I want to have my degree. And a goal also would be just to be happy and stable and just doing what I love. So that's kind of a goal, to keep academics up, to keep doing the modeling. I mean, I might be going with the flow, but I've got plans. I've got plans that I want to get a contract by the end of this year. I want to be known by the end of this year. I want to be relatable. I want to be authentic, and I just want to be able to help others. Goals, 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 goals.
Snap your fingers and that's it. I love it. That's super. <yes. laughs> Now I was giggling because he was like, I'm going with the flow, but da-da-da-da-da. Which is brilliant, because the thing is that with the law of attraction is what I put that out there, what I think about, what I talk about, what I express, what I put energy into, I create in my world. Creating the vision board, those vision boards, seeing them, encompassing them in your world. And they'll manifest. But like you said, also allowing the doors to close sometimes, like that previous pageantry you didn't get, which allowed you to get the next one. And thank you, because you've given me a few aha moments while I've been talking, like reminders for me. It was like a door closed, yes. And I was like, Rrr! And then it's just around, okay, cool. This is about being patient and trusting and all that kind of stuff. The podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message, what would you like to say?
If you ever want to reach your goals, know that they are never impossible. And something that I always tell myself is, and that everyone should think about, because I've been told so many times, the sky is the limit for you, my dear. But I'm like, how if there's footprints on the moon? There's a whole galaxy out there. There is no limit. So if you think about it like that, I just want everyone to, because that's how I've reached my goals. Just know that nothing is ever impossible. If you put your mind to it and you have a goal and you are determined and focused, whether one door closes, the next one is even greater. Like turn around and go to the next door. Start knocking at it all open. Have your goals. Be respectful. Be kind. Because if you're kind to the world, it'll be kind back.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.